الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program of this Islamic Studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of keeping notes or taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be basically the hereafter. I'm going to give you a little glimpse of what happens to a person at the time that they are dying, and also just a little bit of what happens to them after their soul is taken, or our souls are taken. And I want to mention these couple of verses from Quran. So you could turn your Quran to chapter 23, and that's going to be verses 99 and 100. Again, chapter 23, verses 99 and 100. And so this one is going to really talk about a person after they die. And it says, Hatta idha ja'a ahaduhumul mautu قال ربي وانبر جعوني. And so it says, for such is the state of the believers, until when death comes to one of them, he says, my Lord, send me back. This is a person that disbelieves, and they're saying to the Lord, like, send me back. Let me get this thing right. Let me try it all over again. And then the rest of it, and number 100 is, La'alli a'malu saliha fi ma tarakta. Kalla innaha kalimatu huwa qailuha wa min waraihim burzaqun ila yawmi yub'athun. I try to read the Arabic and read the English as slow as possible. And the English says, or the translation, that I might do righteousness in that which I left behind. No, kalla. It is only a word he is saying, and behind them is a barrier, that burzak, until the day they are resurrected. And so the person dies, and is saying, let me go back. Let me do some righteous deed. Let me do it all over again. And then it says here, it says, Kalla, it says, no. It's only words that he is saying. And behind them is the barzakh, meaning a barrier between this life and the hereafter. So what inspired this particular, and I'm going to read a little bit more in a moment. What inspired this particular class is that I had someone that I know that they were dying. And then one of their relatives was by their bed, and then the person that was by their bed said, the person who was lying down dying, And they said, you know what? It looked like the person was struggling with someone or something, like they were fighting something. And so it was amazing to me, and not so much amazing like I didn't know, because Islam spells it out. But it was interesting that this person said that, and that they witnessed this person that laying on the bed about to die, and they saw that the person was struggling. Like they were wrestling with someone and basically telling them, no, don't do that. Don't take me. And so I want to give you all some background pertaining to that. I'm going to read the shortest version of this because it's very, very long. And so I'm going to read the shortest version of this so you get a little, from the Islamic standpoint, get a little better understanding of what was going on with that individual. And also, you have a choice while you are alive to either be a believing person or disbelieving person. And this is the fate of a believing person and a disbelieving person at the time of their death. And it was related by Abu Huraira. He was one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said, indeed, a dying person is witnessed by angels. If he were righteous, he, the angel of death, says, depart, O good soul that inhabited a good body. Depart in a praised state and receive glad tidings of happiness, sweet aromas, and a Lord who is not angry. He continues to say this until it leaves the body, meaning the soul. It is then taken up to the first heaven, where the permission is sought for it to be admitted. It is said, who is this? Man had that. Who is this? He, an angel, replies, so-and-so. In another version says, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. This version just says, so-and-so. It is then said, welcome, good soul, that inhabited a good body. Enter in a praised state and receive glad tidings of happiness, sweet aromas, and a God or a Lord who is not angry. This repeats in every level until it finally reaches the seventh heaven, above which is Allah. As for an evil man or evil person, he, the angel of death, says, depart, O malicious soul that inhabited a malicious body. Depart in a condemned state and receive evil tidings of boiling fluids and dirty wound discharge to drink and other types of suffering of similar nature, all paired together. This continues to be said until he leaves the body. It is then taken up to the first heaven, where permission is sought for it to be admitted. It is said, who is this? He, an angel, replies, so-and-so. It is then said, unwelcome, malicious soul that inhabited a malicious body. Return in a condemned state, because the gardens or the gates of paradise or heaven were not open for you. Thus it is sent down from the heaven, and it is entered the grave, or enters the grave. The pious person sits in his grave without fear or terror. He is asked, what did you do? He replies, I adhere to Islam. He is then asked, who is that man? He replies, Muhammad, Allah's messenger. May peace and blessings be upon him. He is brought to use clear signs from Allah, and we believe in him. He is then asked, did you see Allah? He replies, it is not possible for anyone to see Allah in the first life. An opening is made from his grave to the fire. And so he sees it various sessions crushing each other. He is told, look at that from which Allah has saved you. Another open is then made from his grave in the direction of Jannah, meaning paradise. And he views its grandeur and the things or the bounties in it. He is then told, this will be your position. You live with the certitude about Allah's promise. Upon it, you died. And upon it, you will be raised with Allah's will. The evil person is made to sit in his grave in a state of fear and terror. He is asked, what did you do? He replies, I do not know. He is asked, who is that man? He replies, I heard people saying things and I said the same thing. An opening that appears from the grave in the direction of Jannah, paradise, and he views the grandeur and the things or the bounties in it. He is told, look at that from which Allah has deprived you. Another opening appears from his grave unto the fire, and he sees it, its various successions question each other. He is told, this will be your abode. In doubt you lived, upon it you died, and upon it you will be raised when Allah wills. So I just wanted to mention this life in the barzakh, or the life on the other side, and what this person, from the Islamic standpoint, what this person sitting by this dying person's bed, what the person was witnessing, the struggle that the person was going through, where your angel, and other version of what I just read, and where you have the angels come to the person, and a person who is not a person who worship Allah, an evil person, is that this person's soul is basically snatched from their body, and it's like their veins or their nerves. And all the soul trying to grip onto the body, don't want to let go. And maybe what this person was witnessing, the soul not want to let go. And then it's basically ripped from the body. And feeling whatever, Allah knows best, if they're feeling whatever torture and hurt, they're feeling from this soul being ripped from the body, and Allah knows best. Now, maybe this individual on the bed was saying, you know, like, who are you? No, don't do that. Don't take me. Because when the person comes to take the evil person's soul, they basically rip the person's soul from their body, also from the hell. They get this like woolen, rough kind of material, not kind of smelly material, and they wrap the soul up in this material. This kind of smelly, real rough kind of material, and then take, and y'all heard me read earlier, and they take it to the heaven, and they're not permitted to go in because they're unwelcome, and they're basically condemned because of the way they live and not worship Allah. And you have on the other hand, and maybe again, this is what the person witnessed, the person that laying on the bed dying, and that they see the angel of death coming there and ripping their soul from their body because of their state. They're dying in a state of disbelief. And then on the other hand, you have a person who believes in Allah, worship Allah, obey Allah, and the angel of death comes to them and they ease their soul out of their body. It's like with water running out of a faucet. So next time you turn the water on from the faucet in your home, in the bathroom or whatever sink you use, and or if you pump water from a well or whatever, and the water kind of smoothly comes out, and so you imagine your soul coming out smoothly like that water coming from a well or coming from a fountain or from a faucet. That's how you want your soul to be taken in a believing way and eased from your body. And then the longer version is that the that the, the person is wrapped up in a garment from paradise, a nice smelling garment, perfume garment, and they wrapped it as nice smelling and it's feeling good kind of a garment from paradise, and then they're taken to the first heaven, and they say, who is this? Manhattan, who's this? Or what's this? Or who's this? And they said, this is so and so, son of so and so, and welcome. Matter of fact, you have some translations that are mentioning that the angel basically want to hold that individual who's believing in Allah, worship Allah, and then they sort of pass this person on, and then they go to next heaven, and they experience the same thing on each heaven. This sweet smelling soul, and we all want to be sweet smelling soul. And so I'm just saying to my students, what do you have to lose? Is what I'm saying is not true, you're not losing anything. And then what I'm saying is true, and it is that you have a lot to gain. So worship your Lord. Worship Allah, the one that created you. And don't worship the creation, what Allah created, but worship the creator, which is Allah, created all that we see and all that we don't see. Don't be like this individual that was laying on the bed and struggling, trying to hold on to the body and not wanting to leave, like what this person witnessed, this individual laying on the bed and sort of struggling with something. And they can't explain to you what it is or their experience. They can't tell you anything. But it may be a sign from Allah to you that you may experience the same thing if you believe in the same way and not believe in Allah and worshiping Allah. This particular class or my classes are to teach you about Islam and the beliefs of Islam. I'm not telling you to believe what I'm saying. I'm just saying what I believe and give you a better understanding of what Islam is and what Islam is not. That's all that I'm saying. You can be informed all day long about what people understand Islam to be or what they want you to believe Islam is. But it's a very beautiful faith, a very beautiful way of life, and just be for yourself. You don't have to go by me. Open the Quran for yourself and read for yourself, and may Allah provide you with the guidance that you need, and that your heart won't be summun bukmun umyun, that it won't be deaf, dumb, and blind to the truth or to the words of Allah, and that He opens your heart wide and let you be able to consume and take in the message that is being bestowed upon you from this class, and more than that, from the Quran. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.